No, big waste of time. I listen around to some of these, like 3100 and these other groups, and, you know, it's fun for about 3 minutes, and then it's just endless radio checks, meaningless conversations. I don't blame them for shutting all that down. So, anyhow. And, you know, they have a mission on their network, so they like to keep it clean.
Yeah, I don't blame them either. If it was my repeater, I mean, why would you want that thing blasting all that power, all that time for, you know, something that's not? And, you know, very few repeaters do it that allow you to go in there and actually plug in, you know, Talk Group 3100, as you said. I know the one in Ann Arbor lets you do it, but I think it lets go after 15 minutes or something like that. But that's the only one I've ever found that lets the average Joe go in and, like, connect to the Brandmeister and connect to the talk groups that are super wide. Most all of them are limited, you know, and like that CMC repeater now. That, you know, if you go to Brandmeister, I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but maybe a refresher course or something. But, you know, like there, his repeater hasn't been connected to Brandmeister in, like, 4 or 5 months. So, which is fine. It's his. I got it. You know, that's good. So even when you do tell it to go to those groups that he did give it permission to, it can't go because it's not reporting. So and there's always that say, though, that's not ham radio, that's internet radio. So, and there's some fidelity to that, too, in my mind.